Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez may not have been on the ballot this year, but she was working as hard as ever, backing almost a dozen candidates in the primary election. WNYC's Gwen Hogan reports that at 68, the Congresswoman's keeping at least one eye on her legacy.
Relentless is a word you hear a lot when talking to people about Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez.
The day we walked around Sunset Park together, like, I could not keep up. Like, she is relentless.
Councilmember Brad Lander won his race for the Democratic nomination for controller with Velazquez's support.
Every single voter, she was like, I am going to win them over for you.
Velazquez went to bat for a slate of candidates, almost all of whom won their races. It's the culmination of years of effort to mentor the next generation and to create a new on-ramp into local politics, one that's not controlled by the Brooklyn Democratic Party. At a recent press conference near the fountain at City Hall Park,
I am just like up there.
She's pointing up to the sky. She's elated by the recent wins.
I always think about my legacy. I want to feel that in some way, I paved the way to bring along young, progressive public servants.
Velazquez started her career in Congress in 1992, a political outsider. She beat the odds and ousted a 9-term incumbent. She spoke at a press conference with other newly elected members shortly after.
My election, as you could see, enriched the institution of Congress. I am the first Puerto Rican woman elected to this institution. And
3 years later, in a radio interview with WNYC's Brian Lehr,
this is on the line,
she fended off racist attacks from callers who asked,
why are black and Latino groups so utterly incompetent in building political power? We're not talking about economic power.
It just seems to me that we should be more like the Oriental people that come to this country.
She calmly pushed back.
Why it's so important that every level of government in America has representation of the diversity of what this country is all about and the kind of experience.
That was 1995. In the years since, she's been a fierce advocate for Puerto Rico and worked her way up to chair the Small Business Committee. But even so, she realized there was still work to be done back home in her district, and she needed allies on the ground.
So what about when I'm not here? That forced myself to recalibrate my role in the local politics. And I said, look, I need to nurture the new crop of leaders. And
when I ran, she was the first one that supported me and gave me like instant legitimacy and allowed me to run my race against Vito.
That's Councilmember Antonio Reynoso. He's talking about the late Brooklyn Democratic Party boss Vito Lopez. Reynoso ran against Lopez in 2013. And just like it was in the late 90s, the only way into politics in Brooklyn was through Lopez. Velazquez wanted a different way.
She wanted to find the stars, right? Like her job was like, are there people that are shining, not because they're helping me, but because they're doing work for the community?
She's been a supporter of the reform group New Kings Democrats and embraced candidates backed by the Democratic Socialists of America, like Alexa Aviles, who courted Velazquez's nomination when running for city council in Sunset Park.
She's been an easier partner because she is an adaptable leader. I think that it's extended her power in a way that's translated into people really respecting and wanting to build with her.
Are you like Brooklyn's progressive party boss?
No, I'm not. I am not.
But she says she does see hope in this next generation of leaders rising through the ranks, who see elected office as a means to improve their communities rather than an end. She'll be back on the ballot next year, running for her 16th term. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.